Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf. In yesterday's Daf, one of the opinions as to the cause for the destruction of Yerushalayim was Rava's opinion that Pasak Bo Anshei Amana, there were no more trustworthy people in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks that if Katina derived from Psukim Nishayahu, that Afilu B'Shas Kishlona Shel Yerushalayim Lo Pasku Mimena Anshei Amana, even in the downfall of Yerushalayim, the leadership was honest enough to admit that Shein B'Yadai Lo Mikra Lo Mishnah V'Lo B'Gemara, that they didn't know any Torah. So they were honest people. So answer Gemara Lo Kasha, Kan B'Divrei Torah, Kan B'Masu Matan. The Gemara answers, Rav Katina taught that they were honest about their Torah, but Rava was saying they were dishonest in business. Zok the Mishnah, Matzilin Salmali Kikaros Afal Pishi Yeshbo Meyasu Udos. You can save a basket full of bread from a fire, even if it has 100 meals worth of bread in the basket. And the Gemara asks that in the last Mishnah we learned that you're only allowed to save 3 meals worth of bread. So how could you save 100 meals worth of bread? Two answers. Lo kasha, kan bebala hatzil, kan bebala kapil. When saving in one act, you can take out the entire basket no matter how much is in it, but when you're gathering different items together to save, you can only gather together 3 meals worth. If all of the different items were gathered into a single kli, or wrapped in a single talis, then it's considered a single act of saving, and you're allowed to save more than 3 meals worth. Second answer is, kan le'os l'chatzer, kan l'chatzer acheres. You could save 3 meals worth to a different chatzer, which involves more effort, but could take an unlimited amount of food into that same chatzer. V'omer l'acherim bo v'atzilu lachem v'im ha'yupichin osnima b'cheshbel n'achra Shabbos. You can ask others to help save food from the burning house, and if they're smart enough, after Shabbos they'll ask for payment for their work. So the Gemara explains that really they're entitled to keep all the food, since me'afkeru kazachiluhu, they got it from Hefker, the fire was about to burn it all. But b'yirei shamayim askinan, these people are yirei shamayim who don't want to take things from other people, but they can demand payment for their work without violating schar Shabbos, since the wages weren't set in advance. When saving clothing, the Mishnah has two opinions how much you can take out at once. Lovish kol ma sheyachol lulbosh, Tanakam holds you can wear as much as possible at one time. And Rabbi Yossi says yudches kelim, you can save 18 articles of clothing at a time, because that's what's normal for a person to wear at any given time. Rabbi Shimon ben Anas omer, osim mechitza b'kol kelim ben mleim ben rekanin, you can stop a fire from spreading by building a wall of kelim, even if they're full of water. But Rabbi Yossi oser b'kli cheres chadashim mleim mayim. Rabbi Yossi oser b'kli cheres chadashim mleim mayim. Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow using new pottery kelim full of water with the plan of the fire bursting the kelim, causing the water to be released and to extinguish the fire. Rabbi Yudah ben Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, and therefore allows indirectly extinguishing a fire on a talis by being putting water on the other side of the talis. The Braisa teaches two additional methods of indirectly extinguishing a fire. Ner shal gabe tavla, if a candle was accidentally left on a board, you can shake the board until the lamp falls, even though there's a good chance it will become extinguished. If it was put there on purpose, then the board becomes a bustless ledover aser, and you can't touch it. Ner shachari adalis, when there's a candle behind a door, you can open and close the door without worrying that the candle will be blown out, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a davar shein miskaven is mutter. Layit ala Rav. Rav cursed this kula because he thought even Rabbi Shimon would have a problem with this, since it's a psik resha, the candle will definitely be extinguished. When there's a large flame and a normal breeze, there's a machlokas whether it's mutter to open the door, since a ruach mitsuya, a normal breeze, will have no effect on the flame. Or it should be aser, lest you open the door even when there's a ruach she'ena mitsuya, a very strong wind that can fan the flame and certainly have an effect on the flame, and that's the sheet of Abaye, that it's aser. Rav Yudah is one that says that it's mutter. V'rami d'rabban ad'rabban, v'rami d'rabbi Yossi ad'rabbi Yossi. The last discussion on the daf is that even though Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibui is aser, and the rabbanon hold gram kibui is mutter, when it comes to indirectly erasing Hashem's name, they seem to hold opposite opinions. In the case where a person has Hashem's name written on his skin and he needs to go to the mikvah, it's Rabbi Yossi who allows him to go into the water, even though it's going to indirectly erase Hashem's name, and the Rabbanon who require that he put a reed, that he put a reed over the Shem Hashem, so as not to erase it even indirectly. So it's a double stira. Answers the Gemara, mitoch shadam bal al mamonu yishar se'asil. Rabbi Yossi really holds indirectly erasing Hashem's name are both mutter, but he wouldn't allow indirectly extinguishing out of fear that somebody over his anxiety and losing money will extinguish directly. The Rabbanan really hold indirectly extinguishing and indirectly erasing Hashem's name are both mutter. They only require covering Hashem's name before going to the mikvah because they're worried a person would otherwise be standing unclothed in front of Hashem's name. Since tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, the person doesn't have to go to the mikvah on time, The Rabbanon hold that the person has to spend time to find a reed to cover the Shem Hashem so you can go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds Tevila Bizman a mitzvah, so there's no time to waste looking for a reed, and you need to get to the mikveh right away, even if you can't find a reed. That's the Chazar of Shabbos Tav Kuf Chaf.